Hey everyone, this is Bob Leahy at Life Church in Chico, California. Welcome to the Midweek Pastors Podcast. This is a way for us to go beyond the sermon through conversation, questions and answers, deep dives into topics, and interviews. Whether it be in your car, at the gym, or hiking in Upper Park, we hope that this podcast really encourages and equips you wherever you're at.
Hello there, Life Church. Pastor Chris here along with Pastor Jeff.
Hey, hey.
Another weekly podcast. We love doing this. But y'all have to know this is something that is also kind of spontaneous. We have a topic, but we begin this discussion, so it's kind of fun to know. We don't know where this is going to go.
Where are we going to go today?
But I want to start off by saying we had a great marriage retreat this last weekend.
So amazing. So amazing.
It was amazing that we were able to do so much in such a short period of time. We had a Friday night session, and then we went most of Saturday, took a break in the afternoon, and then came back, did a renewal of vows, which we'll talk about in a second, but then just had a party afterwards, dinner. Mm-hmm. And so if you missed out on that, this is obviously going to come back by popular demand.
Definitely.
Yeah. And we may even have to do two a year. No, forget that. I forget I said that. No, but once a year, do something like this where people can really refresh and renew their marriage together. But in talking about that, I have some questions. And I think even those of you who are listening who attended the marriage retreat, it would be great if you sent us an email at info@lifechurchchico.org. And again, give us some highlights, the things that you benefited from, because then it will really help us plan and prepare for the next one. When we started our session, Pastor Jeff, you on Friday night talked about the difference between covenant and contract. Uh-huh. The people that I've talked to, and I've talked to a lot of people who attended, this was revolutionary. Hmm. That they, one guy said to me, I never thought of it that way. Wow. I always just thought you get a marriage license. It's almost like this legal handshake that you make at the altar.
Yep.
So what were some of the reasons why you felt we needed to do this marriage weekend in the first place? But that was a really important way to lead it off. Why that? Why covenant versus contract?
Well, great. I mean, I think the very first reason why we wanted to do this is because we don't want to see marriages fall apart.
Yeah.
And especially those who we know that the Lord is in their marriage. God's in the midst of your marriage was one of the phrases that kind of popped out this last when we did this and when I was sharing. That there's a God story in your marriage, how you got together, there's always so many details in a marriage that you go like, if it weren't God, we would not be together. Right. You know, Carissa and I have many of those stories, and so if God's in the midst of it, you know, the devil wants to destroy it. And we've seen that along the way, sadly. And it's so heart-wrenching when we see that. And so we just want to say, hey, how can we be reminded of our vows? How can we be reminded of what does it mean to say things like in sickness and in health, for better and for worse? Mm-hmm. What does that truly mean? And when we say that, who are we saying it to? Well, of course, we're saying it to our spouse, but we're saying it in front of the Lord, which creates the covenant aspect of this, that it's not just you and me, it's us and the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so all that to say is it was just more like, let's take a stand for our marriages and let's say, hey, let there be no excuse, at least from the church's standpoint, of going, hey, we gave you everything we got to resource you, pointing you to Jesus, reminding us about covenant versus contract. I'll talk about that in a second. And reminding us of the love that we have for one another. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily an emotional thing. It's a choice.
Yeah.
And, you know, the emotions will ebb and flow. But we were committed. We're saying, hey, I'm here. You know, I don't know how many times I've said that to Carissa, vice versa, and said, hey, I'm not going anywhere. This is us. This is, we're navigating this together.
Yeah.
And just to reaffirm those things in our marriages. So, you know, as I was kind of prepping in prayer and just talking through what we want this to be, I think it was really, what is the difference between a godly marriage and one that is, you know, just a contract via the state. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Those are two radically different things, exactly. Which is why it's such a big deal how we define marriage mm-hmm. and who defines marriage. That's why it's pretty important to understand, like, what is a marriage? Mm-hmm. So it could have gone a lot of different ways because yeah. of that. Like, it's between a man and a wife, and it's nothing else. It's God ordained, God defined marriage, and biblically. Mm-hmm. And so we began to talk about this covenant marriage. What does it mean to be a covenant marriage? And so I kind of just took some time to, like, slow down and talk about the difference between a contract and a covenant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And essentially, at the end of the day, it was a contract is an agreement based off of this is what I have, this is what you have. Mm-hmm. And it's what can I get out of this? And if you don't give me what you've promised in the contract, then I can cut this off at any time.
Yeah.
And I can get a lawyer and we can break it and I can probably even gain something from this. A covenant marriage has nothing to do with that. It's right. It's I'm giving my all to this. I'm giving my all to you and you are giving your all to me. Mm. And it's sacrificial and it's laying oneself down instead of deciding this is what I'm bringing to the table. Mm-hmm. It's saying the phrase that we, you know, wound up, especially at the end in the renewal of vows, which was a covenant says, I am yours and you are mine. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we say that to the Lord. And especially Ephesians 5, we dug into that a lot, you know, mm-hmm. where, of course, it says, wives submit to your husbands and
yeah.
husbands lay down their life
tough topic. Yeah.
as Christ did for the bride of, for the church, for the bride of Christ. And so we really slowed down and talked about all that, but it's sacrificial,
yeah.
Especially for the man to the wife, mm-hmm. saying, "I'm going to lay my life down for you. Mm-hmm. I'm surrendering my all, just like Christ did for the church." And we really want to. We looked at God's design for marriage, Adam and Eve before the fall, like right. God's perfect design of marriage, and then we look at that Christ in the church as the example for us today as well. Mm-hmm. We look at these two things and go, that's how we want to strive after our marriages, not the way the world does,
right.
which is super contract-based.
Well, the foundation that you laid out really is counterculture, because culture thinks that, you know, I said it earlier, you go down to the Marriage License Bureau, you mm-hmm. get a piece of paper, you know, you do all these different things, and then it becomes a legally binding event. But and I understand why the government or the state or got involved in sanctioning or legalizing marriages for a lot of reasons, or practical reasons, yep. finances, yep. things like that. But in reality, the very person that created this marriage, this covenant, is not even a part of the process mm-hmm. of something that's so holy. That's something that yeah. can only happen with God being a part of that. So you really said, look, this is the foundational stone.
Yeah.
Is covenant. Mm-hmm. Not that we don't need the other. I mean, obviously we want to be legally married.
Sure. Yeah.
But in most people's minds, it doesn't even,
yeah.
it doesn't even occur
and
to
I
them.
And I think
that
the conversation came up a lot, especially for those who got married young. Mm-hmm. Like me and Carissa, we were 22. That's like babies, you know, in a lot of ways. Praise the Lord that he was covering us in our naivete. Like yeah. we were just in love and we knew God was in it. And so that's where we started. Yeah. But we didn't like, I didn't like take into account fully this covenant marriage. Mm-hmm. That when I say those vows to my wife in front of the Lord and my family and friends mm-hmm. who attended that wedding, that plays a significant role. And so for those who were married really young and then renewed their vows, a couple weekends ago, it's amazing to think that, man, this means a lot different. Now Carissa and yeah. I are going to be married for 20 years here this year. Like, that meant a lot. I mean, we yeah. could barely get through those vows without yeah. like tearing up, you yeah. know, because it meant so much more. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, contract is, you know, because we live in the United States, we have rules and regulations. We're going to abide by those. Mm-hmm. But I could care less about that compared to, like, that means nothing to me compared to that covenant with the Lord.
Right. Now, one of the things you said was that on Saturday night, we were able to give people the opportunity to renew their vows. Mm-hmm. So I guess two questions. Number one, as somebody who's listening in on this podcast, you're having this epiphany like, well, wait, I didn't approach my marriage that way. Or me and my husband, me and my wife, we didn't approach it that way. We just got married. We went down to the Justice of the Peace, or we had our high school biology teacher perform our wedding, or whatever it was. Rather than them feeling guilty about it, how can we give them hope to say, hey, this is, if you realize that you came at it from a contractual point of view, what can you do to renew that or redeem your marriage of 10 years or whatever it is?
Yeah. So you're saying if they miss the event,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. I think you really want to go to the word. You look at the word and what does it mean to be married? I mean, Adam and Eve were married essentially right after Eve was created.
Yeah.
You know? And so that was very meaningful and important for the Lord that he said, now you, cleave unto your wife, you know? And so to really think biblically about your marriage, that it's so spiritual.
Yeah.
It is so important. It is such a big deal.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And then you just look at the rest of the word from Genesis all the way to Revelation. I mean, Carissa made the point in our breakout, was like, you see marriage at the beginning and at the end. In Revelation, you see the marriage as a illustration of the Lamb and the Bride of Christ. And it's really unique that the Lord bookends it with marriage, how vital and important it is. And so it's way more of a spiritual matter than we realize.
Yeah.
And we take advantage, I think, maybe not take advantage, but I think we end up losing sight because we live in a world that's super broken and says, what can I get out of it?
Yeah.
And it's really selfish. So a covenant marriage is absolutely opposed to selfishness.
Right. It's unconditional.
It's unconditional. Yeah. And it's sacrificial at its core.
Yeah.
And when we can do that in our marriages, oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Your marriages will thrive.
Yeah.
So
here's a great story. I had a couple that came to me before we did the renewal of vows, and they said, this is so important tonight because when we got married, we specifically told the person who was officiating the wedding, do not mention God. We don't want God to be mentioned in our wedding ceremony and in our vows. And whoever it was said, okay, all right, fine. And of course, they got married. Then they became Christians. They gave their hearts to Jesus. And they said, we never thought we'd have a second chance until you guys had this thing. And now it's dawned on us. We're going to get to truly get married.
Wow.
Because what they did was something just totally contractual, absent of God. They said, and I don't remember how many years they've been married. It's been a while. They said, we're actually going to have a true marriage because we're going to include God in our vows.
Yeah.
And using that phrase, I am yours, you are mine, that's saying, you don't exist for me, I exist for you. Mm-hmm. And if the other person can say the same thing.
So amazing.
And we'll talk maybe in another podcast, but because we're running out of time. But you brought together that amazing concept of, if you took two different PVC pipes, and then the joint that binds them. That's what happened to this couple. They renewed their joint together, and they had a basis for it.
That was based off of the word united, because that word united is used probably not in every reference of marriage, but many of the references to marriage in the word. Mm-hmm. That word united has become one. And it's as if cement or glue holds it in place.
Yeah.
The only thing that can separate it is breaking.
Right.
There's no smooth way to unhinge those.
Right.
And that is a painful process.
And Satan's job is to
absolutely
to rob, kill, and
destroy. As we close, I'll just share, because I think maybe if you're listening to this and you missed out on the refreshing your marriage event that we did, I want to encourage you, because I think there's probably many reasons that people didn't go. You know, from scheduling to nerves to, I don't know if I need it. I would just say, oh my goodness, I would encourage you, don't miss out on this. I as a testimony, there were several people who, one in particular, they've been married for a long time, more than 20 years. This guy, he goes, I got to tell you, I came kicking and screaming. I did not want to do this. Like, but my wife wanted to. I said, okay, we'll do it. I didn't want to, like, you know, I think they didn't want to be outed in front of people for like his thought process about what it was going to be was mm-hmm. much different than what yeah. was. But he said, I am so grateful that we did this. It was one of the best things we've done. And I'm like, this is the first time we've done this.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was another couple married over 40 years said, because I just said, you guys, thanks for being here. You know, like, to some degree, you kind of go like, yeah, I didn't really need it. You know,
you're kind of
committed. You've been through it all. And they go, are you kidding? We are so grateful for this. We can always learn. And I just kind of was very humbled by those two, you know, statements, because it was radically helpful to these married couples that have been married decades, mm-hmm. you know? So, whether you think it was going to be too intense or a little too vulnerable, I mean, there were moments where you got to talk to your spouse and that was, you know, we made it apparently clear, like, this is what you should be doing anyway, is having these face-to-face, eye-to-eye conversations with your spouse.
Yeah.
I called them micro conversations, you know, where we stopped and we had 5 minutes or so to talk to each other. And I'm like, that's a culture we want to continue to create and build within our homes.
Yes.
Where you stop and you just chat through. So you're not venting to one another. You're just having a conversation, a continual conversation about all the different aspects. So anyway, I just thought it hit all the marks of, it was incredibly fun. I think it was incredibly meaningful. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody left going, well, that was a waste of time. That's for sure.
Yeah, so, I didn't get any of that.
No. And we laughed so much too. It was quite fun. So
can't wait to do the next one. So in listening to this podcast, I am going to challenge you, go have a micro conversation with your spouse and ask them important questions regarding covenant and contract. We love you guys, praying for you. That's it for us. Peace out.
Peace out.
Thank you for giving us a listen to this week. If there is anything that you'd like to hear on this podcast in the future, if you have questions, or if you'd like to hear us interview someone, please send us an email at info@lifechurchchico.org. Have a blessed week.